And she pulls up on Elio Castroneves. He's out of fuel, or is he? They're going side by side. Danica Patrick is the leader, Mark James, as she comes to the line looking to complete 198 laps.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And Advanced Sprint Cars and Toys for Trucks up in Burlington. We tried to get Scott Ellsworth on. We finally connected with him. Scott, you there with us, pal?
Oh, hello. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, how are you, buddy? We're up here in the frozen north, man.
Green on Saturday, not because of anything, but I just got a chance to look through snowflakes and do a race. So that was a fun for me. Unreal. This is unbelievable right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Scott, we wanted to have you on briefly because of what's been going on. I know that the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour had to cancel the race at Yakima Speedway on Saturday. Just wanted to kind of reassure people that this series that you're solidly behind is still viable and ready to put on shows.
Well, we are, and we made a mistake. Ron made a decision to go one way, but I backed him on it. So as far as I'm concerned, it's we. And was that after the rain out or snow out at Evergreen, our opening race, everybody was really disappointed because they want to go racing. And so he said, you know what, I've got a date that I can go at Yakima in a couple of weeks. So he talked to Ted, yes, let's go. Well, it was just too soon. Everybody knew that there was an off date. We had people going on vacation. We had a couple even going on a cruise, and all of a sudden the car count wasn't going to be where we wanted. It was still going to be a good car count, but it just wasn't going to be. And at the same time, it's like, well, wait a minute. These are guys who are thinking about going for the championship, that are going to be missing this. And that's not fair to them because we decided to add this race. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the reasons. Plus, as you can see, the temperature here, it's supposed to be in the mid to low 30s at night over there, and talking about 20 to 30 mile an hour winds coming in on Saturday, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, that's also not going to put any people in the grandstand.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So it was a combination of things, and so the plug was pulled yesterday. We did it early enough. We hope that we got a hold of everybody so that they can make other arrangements, go race somewhere else if they want, or just, stay home and wait for May 10th when we go over to State Line. But we're back to our original schedule now, and we'll stay that direction.
All right. Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming on and clearing that up for us, pal.
No problem.
All right, buddy. Go ahead.
No, that was fine. And I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, and hopefully you get what you want and don't get coal in your stocking. And we'll see everybody, I guess, the warm weather will get here in November of next year.
All right, Scott. And I just want to let you know I already got what I want. So not a problem, buddy. Thank you very much. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Scott Ellsworth, and good to have him come back on. Let's proudly bring on the owner and president and track grader and restroom cleaner of Skagit Speedway. How about let's have a hand for Steve Beitler, you guys.
Well, I gotta clear up something right now. I'm not the track grader. I've never run a road grader in my life. My best friend since the fourth grade, Mark Harrison, he's our track grader, so let's just get that clear.
We weren't supposed to say his last name.
Oh, Mark.
Is Mark here? Is that Mark?
He's back in the corner. He's two-fisting it last time I saw him. So thanks to Barry for putting on this deal.
Isn't this awesome?
Cool. Yeah, I like it. It's right here in his showroom.
And
there's a lot of cool items hanging
on the
wall.
There's a lot of chrome, isn't there?
Even if you don't have a race car, you can come here and trick out your truck or your motorhome or your car.
Yeah, I like
this place.
He's got all the stuff.
And they're open till 4 on Saturday. They said they can stop by here on the way to the track.
There you go. It's right on the way to Skagit Speedway.
Yep. Perfect. So you ready to go, pal? If you can just keep the track dry, you ready?
Yeah, we're close. Honestly, we put a lot of new clay on it last year, and we've done a lot of reshaping and widened the track out a lot more. And, we didn't put a blade on the track until about noon on Saturday of play day. It was the first time we got on it to really work it. And we've had 2 days since then. It's just every time we get ready to work on the track, it rains, and then you got to let it dry out. And then we do try to dry it out. It's so cold, and it's just been a tough spring on us, so we're about 70% where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like tomorrow's going to be a nice hot day, so we're going to pull a long day tomorrow and get as far as we can and come back Saturday morning. And don't be surprised if you don't see the grader on it when they pull in the pits on Saturday afternoon, just trying to just get as close as we can for the racers and make it the best show for the fans.
And when you say you have a long day, other than paperwork, office work, stuff like that, But what's your guy on the grader going to be doing? Do you just absolutely turn that thing up, spread, lay it back out, turn it up again? What's that process?
Well, what
like?
We're going to do is, you know, we're to the point now to where actually Mark will be on the grader, and I'll physically be on the ground, and we'll be talking with radios as far as where to skim, where to push it, where to shape it. It's right down to the final shaping now. And then I'll have, you know, Kirby Hoyle, our flagman, he's working for us. Louis Army's there. Even Kurt Rohr's a new guy working for us. We're all out there on rollers and packers and compactors. And as Mark's pushing dirt around, we'll come right behind and compact it in so it'll stay there. And it's just a real fine art and just doing the final shaping. And these cars are going so fast now, and they're locked down so good. If you get any kind of waves in the racetrack, it really upsets them. So we're trying to give a real consistent racing surface for them.
Steve, tell us about one of the changes you're doing with qualifying that's going to help save the track.
Well, we've gone to a one-lap qualifying system, and this is something the Outlaws started working with. And I talked to a lot of the owners when I was down in Florida at the opener this year, and they actually like it because, you know, it just that's the hardest 2 laps of the whole night on a race car is qualifying. And what we're trying to accomplish is we're going to start the races a little bit earlier in the night to get the fans out of there earlier, get the racers home earlier. But we don't want to just kill the racetrack in the sunlight, so we're going to go to one-lap qualifying. And some of the guys may not like it at first, but I think what it's going to do, it's going to settle a lot of them down. They're going to go out and run a good, consistent line one lap. They know they don't have anything to play with, and they don't have a second lap to fix a mistake the first lap.
It's going to be key to get out of there hot, right?
Well, yeah, you got to get out there. You got to cut a good lap. You got to really focus on what you're doing. And if you qualify 45 or 50 cars in a night, you take one lap away, that's 45 or 50 laps on the track. And the majority of the people when they're qualifying are usually in about 1 to 1.5 grooves. So it just cooks 1 to 1.5 grooves out of the racetrack. And it really makes it tough to get a consistent track after that. So I think by backing off the qualifying a little bit, it's going to save the racetrack, but it's still going to kind of line guys up to where they need to be as far as their speed and their talent.
Well, I like the quote that I saw that you made, that if you take away 50 laps of qualifying, that's 50 more good laps on the racetrack come race time.
And, yeah, it is. It's exactly right. It's going to be 50 more good laps on the racetrack. But if you think about something else, if you're a racer, they're pushing these motors to the limit nowadays. Mm-hmm. They're squeezing them. Mark Houston's building some fantastic motors over there in Cedar Woolley. And if you take away one lap of qualifying all year, that's another 20 to 25 laps off your motor. That's a full main event you're saving on your motor. Mm-hmm. How many guys break a motor at the end of the year in the last 5 laps of the main event because they're just plumb wore out? Well, you know, Jim Raper always said that. Every lap you take that you're not racing is a lap you're wearing your motor out. And it just he added up over the year, and that's 20, 25 laps you're going to save on your motor. It's a whole main event we're giving them.
Yeah. You know, you've always been really good about, you know, we've been talking about the changes in the track surface in the off season. You've also been really good about making upgrades as far as for the fans that come in. What have you done for the fans this year?
Well, you know, this year for the fans, we've just tried to upgrade. We've actually worked on the bathrooms a little more and finished some stuff we didn't have done last year. Some of the stuff we're doing for the fans is the entry area. We're getting ready to do some paving out there. We're just waiting for the weather to settle down a little bit.
We hear that a lot up in Everett, too, on the I-5.
Yeah, I've been through it a few times. But, you know, we're getting ready to pave the whole entry area coming off the highway, and we're going to pave out in front of the ticket booths. We've got a lot of handicapped people that come to the races. We cemented the whole entry area so they can get through there easier. Now we're going to try and pave all the way up to it. And, but it's just been so wet, the ground's so soft, we can't pave yet. We've got to wait for it to dry out a little bit.
And you have a lot, in addition to the regular Saturday night program, that a lot of our guys are, that have cars out front here are going to be in. But talk about the special events coming up this year.
You know, we run, of course, the 410s, the 360s, the Sportsman, and the Outlaw Hornets on a regular basis. Some of the special stuff, we're going to bring the 1200s down from Deming a couple times this year. Mm-hmm. And then for the first time this year, we're going to bring up the IMCA Modifieds. They run them at Grays Harbor. They run them at Yakima. We've got entries from Central Oregon already coming in.
Cool.
So we're going to have the Modifieds up here. They'll be up June 14th, the week before Dirt Cup. And then in August 16th, we're going to bring up the Ford Focus Midgets.
That's the show.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. You know, we got guys that used to race crew that are all down there. That Bell guy, what's his fucking remember his first name now? The nine.
Rich.
The blue nine car. He's a good. Jeff Bell. That's
Jeff.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
So anyhow, you know, Jeff's got a couple midgets. He's always got nice race cars, and it's going to be kind of fun this year because Debbie Brownfield is one of the Ford Focus Midget owners.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
One of Fred's deals, he told his grandsons, Austin and Seth, when you guys get to be 16, you can drive a midget. You know, and Seth got to do his deal. He's 18 now. Austin turns 16 here in just a few weeks, so he's really excited about coming up to Skagit Speedway. We're actually sponsoring his race car a little bit, helping her out with the midget this year. So Debbie's going to bring Austin up here for a couple of nights of practice and then bring him up for the race in August. So we're pretty excited about having that group up here. And it just gives the fans something else to look at. And, you know, who knows? If it works out, maybe someday we'll have some room to move another mm-hmm. class like that up here.
Oh, it's so awesome. I'm so excited about this season getting fired up. I like seeing you with a smile on your face. Your face is all red because you've been working hard.
We're wore out.
It's a reflection of the snow.
Our guys, I'm telling you, you know, I'm so doggone lucky because I got Andy Hunter and Kurt Roars and Mark and Candy and Dean. I got Louie. I mean, Louie, that guy, he didn't build those mountains around the track, but he planted the first trees there. But, you know, I'm so blessed because I've got a crew that just absolutely has the passion for the racetrack, and they put up with all my shenanigans that I pull off up there and my ranting and raving, and because I'm a perfectionist, you know, and a lot of people don't understand that I'm not going to settle for second best because I know what we can do, I know what we have, and I know what we're capable of doing, from the fans to the staff right down to the racers. I know what we've got up here, and I'm not going to settle for second best. And I've got a crew that believes in me, and the racers believe in what we're doing up there, and the fans are showing their support. So I'm really excited about, you know, I'm kind of the captain of the ship or the quarterback of the team, but I've got an outstanding crew and an outstanding team around me that makes me look good. So
awesome. Awesome.
It really shows.
Before we go to a break, real quick, tell us about your major sponsors, the guys that are really behind you. You've announced a couple of them and your affiliation with ASA.
Yeah, lately, you know, we did a deal with a bunch of racetracks through a co-op with ASA to where we could afford some inexpensive insurance, but we're able to offer the racers a $500,000 medical policy now, which is as high as there is in the industry. Mm-hmm. That's more than NASCAR offers their drivers. So we're doing that. You know, some of our major sponsors, obviously a lot of people have heard about us signing Toyota. They're doing a nice program with us this year. It's through the local dealer, Foothills Toyota. It's going to be the Toyota Tundra Racing Series. Coca-Cola's back on board. Hagen Food and Pharmacy, it's their night, Saturday night, they're on board. We've got a lot of new people. We just put together a program today. We finally signed the papers with Popeye's Chicken franchise.
Oh, well, no wonder your face is all red. Now I got it figured out.
been out of the weather today, but we got uh-huh. a lot of people that really believe in what we're doing at Skagit Speedway, and a lot of them are wanting to be on board with us. So,
cool.
You know, one thing we're doing for the fans, you asked about that earlier, something new this year, and again, the World of Outlaws kind of instituted this. If there's any race stoppages in the last five laps, we're going to pull the lap cars out and move them in behind the cars on the lead lap. That way all the lap cars are racing with each other for position, and all the lead cars are racing with each other for position.
Perfect.
And every night the fans are going to get a great finish every night.
Excellent.
Cool.
And the website is?
SkagitSpeedway.com.
How convenient is that?
New starting time, 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yeah, we're going to get the fans out. My goal is to be done by 10 o'clock. It's going to be nice for the fans. It's going to help our neighbors. You know, we're getting a lot of houses built around that racetrack, so we want to make sure that we don't offend any neighbors up there. And, you know, even get the racers out of there. Get them home before midnight once in a while. I'm sure they'd appreciate that, too.
Yeah, there must be a new happy hour somewhere around here.
We know Bob's Burgers and Brews. Right down the track from there. And if you hurry down there, Dean will build you a special one drink-only drink. It's
there you go.
And a half.
Oh, nice. Thank you so much, Steve, for being here tonight and, you know, the job that you do. And like you said, all the people that are involved up there, from the minute as a fan you walk into the front gate, it's just such a cool experience all the way around.
I want to say thanks to you guys. You've done a lot for motorsports in the Northwest. All you guys, you work hard at this. You know, the fans that come out and support this deal, without that it wouldn't be possible. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to really do what I want to do, and people support it. And, you know, life's good. That's all I can say. I'm excited about this year.
Nice.
Let's
well,
go
thank
racing.
You so
all
much
right, thanks,
for having
guys.
Me.
Thanks for being
all
here.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's visit with Cameron Smith, maybe a couple of drivers here, as we are at Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Truck up in Burlington. And also want to thank Tom Lafferty back at the station and Gary Miller Jr. We'll try and get Galen on, too. He's probably falling asleep there as Steve dives into the snack bucket there. Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. He said the heck with you guys. You never let him talk.
Oh, well, you got mad, huh? All right. We'll be back after this. You're listening to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts, here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.